Welcome back from all the moment God has passed us through. I know you've been able to praise and the worship of Him. As you first got the word of wisdom. Let me hope you ate it also well.
You made a prayer
as it's required with the living God. And you entered the word of wisdom and you reached the praise and worship. Those machines have tried to trouble us.
So
don't go without giving me money of service. We've taken long using them and they don't get service.
Not
that they're broken down by the
needs
and the blow of dust from them. But they are not weak. We bought original machines. Expensive and they work well.
We
need a little service tomorrow. And they handle check them all. Some wires which lose, they restore them. And blow of dust get out. On Sunday you come here as
the
moment of praising and they are blacking. And you hear that now. What's happened to machines? The apostle all tithe eats
instead of
pairing the machines. I do not just eat them. You know what we are up to these days? Praise Jesus much.
So,
don't go without giving me of that money. I didn't tell you. Have I ever told you?
No,
this time I've told you.
Today
you find things move on everything. Still the regime moves
in place.
Because there are riches we've been supporting these days.
To
be able to reach us. Praise Jesus much. And we thank Him for God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Thank
God much to make us wise. You know that foolishness is more heavy than stones. Now God brought us in this place, add us wisdom, add us knowledge. For foolishness is heavy, more heavier than stones. Let us read that scripture which showed it. As we move on in the word,
we tell you why God is to take us.
Foolishness is heavy. It's more heavy than a big rock and stone. If indeed you move in foolishness of ignorance, they say even sand is heavy, but foolishness, even anger of a fool, all more heavy than it. I'm not to read it.
Read
in the Proverbs 27. In the verse 3. They will tell you what concerns foolishness. In the anger of a fool. And if
you
join together, they are fool. And they get angered. Heavy than sand and stones. Where God has come to make us wise in His word.
He's
take away the heaviness of foolishness and ignorance. That we thank Him for it. Praise Jesus.
We
don't want to take more time again. But we want to move on still. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and
our
Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry on reach unto you light of the word of God, which is filled with His knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on right where we ended yesterday in our heading saying, that God the Father, when did He begin to be called the Father?
And
God the Word, when was it begun to be called the Mother?
And
the firstborn of all creations.
And
God the Spirit, when He began called the Holy Spirit, and the Comforter, the leader of all creations, right above the heavens.
It's
the head we move on to see.
We
know they came from where, how they started.
We've
said our head in saying, when did God the Father begin to be called the Father? And God the Word, when did He begin to be called the Mother? And the firstborn of creations. And God the Spirit, when
did
He begin to be called the Holy Spirit? And the first and the Comforter, the leader of the children of God, right above the heavens. Praise Jesus much. We see them under God's worldwide promised call on the nation of Uganda. And we see this call of God on the nation of Uganda.
We
marked in prophecies released in the
AD,
right from Uganda
and
outside Uganda. And we still handle that vision,
the
Australian vision on the nation of Uganda.
It was
written in New Vision newspapers in 1992. We have four pillars of that vision.
We
still move on with the second pillar, which say where the man meant to head God's work, God's final work on planet Earth,
basing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
I know Kubanga
ways to be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses.
Which brings Prophet Elisha, give us the proportion of anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we reach to sing
an
anointing of the proportion of Holy Spirit in His fullness.
They are
the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled in the sign of the two lampstands, and they flow in God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. In there we look mostly the way this anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is
to
say, taking off the seven seals of the seven spirits from the word of God, and if you feel the Holy Spirit, they are the seven spirits, and they have been doubled.
And
be filled light of the word of God, and
you
be filled knowledge of God together with His glory.
So,
now on the seven spirits, we still move on to see the Spirit of the Lord, how He works in double portion as the word of God is. And we move to above the heavens, the beginning and the end, where there is the new heavens and the new earth.
We
began to see how we first dwelt there, above the heavens,
and
the way our spirits were gotten from God the Word, our Lord Jesus Christ.
So,
now, all those we understood them. Then I began speaking of is what we are on. We speak that God the Father, when did He begin to be called the Father? And God the Word, when did He begin to call the Mother? And firstborn of all creations. And God the Spirit, when did He begin to be called the Holy Spirit? And the Comforter, the leader of all creations, right above the heavens. This is the second part on that issue. We left above, and we had understood according to Deuteronomy 32 and verse 18 that the rock which begot us,
it's
God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we understood Him according to Isaiah 51. in the verse 1 and 2. He told us, remember the rock we were gotten from and the quarry we were hewn from. Good understanding of the Lord Jesus. The John 15, the verse 1 to 5. And he is the true vine, and we too are branches. Where it was best to be called our mother. According what we read in the Isaiah, letter of divorcing your mother. Who are my creditors that I sold her to? Said your unrighteousness caused the mother be chased and our transgressions. Why we sold to sin. Now we discovered it. Our Lord Jesus, because if we got creation, we are quoted from him as the rock. Spirits of creation in heaven and earth, right above the heavens. And they were gotten from him. They agreed that he becomes mother of creations.
Was
born of the creations, some of what we are moving on to explain. After he manifested us above the heavens,
he
used us to be children to the Father.
Katonda,
and the beginning of God the Father to be called the Father, it began above the heavens. According to what we heard in the Psalms 82, verse 6 and 7, when he introduced us that we are God and we are children of the Most High, where we saw many words make us know we are children of, and he is our Father. And then some of the scriptures we last heard, according to Matthew 23:9, and we were told when Jesus reached on the world, come to birth us the second time through baptism. Told us we didn't have any father on the world, for our Father is one in heaven. Some of what we moved on to get explained is the Father of our spirits, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse
9.
Understood how long is called our Father,
yet
not Father of our bodies, but Father of our spirits, right from the beginning above the heavens. And they were quoting from God the word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
And
we want to begin right from there, and we move on and get explained the way God the Father began to be called the Father above the heavens. And when he finished that,
when
Jesus introduced us as our mother, the Father said, you to have made you the firstborn son. All these are children from you. And the Holy Spirit is called the comforter to us, our leader.
All the midst
of many created spirits. Those are some of what we are moving on to get explained.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, as we ended, we began right from there in the Matthew 23 and the verses 9. And we are told like this. Matthew 23:9.
Era temuyitanga muntu ku nsi kitamwe, kubanga kitamwe ali omu ali mu ggulu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinziira ku Matayo 23.
According to Matthew 23:9.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo bw'atuuka ku nsi.
When the Lord Jesus reaches on the world,
nga bwe twasotegeera nti ye nga Katonda kigambo.
As we understood that he has got the word, the Lord Jesus Christ,
nyina w'obutonde,
is the mother of creations,
kubanga twajibwa mu ye,
for we are gotten from him and be manifested.
Ye kama nkitaffe.
He alone knows our Father.
Era kyovula bwe yatuuka ku nsi.
That's why when he reached on the world,
lazo tuzala omulundi ogw'okubiri,
come to birth us the second time,
kuyita mu kutufiira n'okuzuukira,
dying for us and resurrecting,
okusingira ddala mu kubatizibwa,
mostly in baptism.
Yaddamu n'ategeeza,
he resumed to tell us,
temubanga ne kitamu mulala ku nsi,
do not have any other father on the world. world. For your Father is in heaven.
Even
though it did explain whether the heaven which is, but he spoke of heaven. Most of all, that above the heavens, in the new heavens, new earth. Praise Jesus. This hardened many people. Tell us not to call any other person Father on the world. We didn't know whether he spoke with our bodies, whether with our spirits. But the truth, he spoke with our spirits.
That
our spirits have their one Father. And we didn't refuse us
to
call our physical fathers that Father. But the Father of our spirits,
we
shouldn't get any other. Right from above the heavens,
you
introduced to God the Father.
God
introduced us as God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus, whom we got as the rock who begot us. In the true vine, we too are branches. He produced us to the Father. That's why you see in Hebrews chapter 12, in the verse
9,
the Holy Spirit came to explain Matthew 23:9, Lord Jesus, to explain, don't have a father on the world.
Didn't
stop us have physical fathers. Stopped us from having spiritual fathers.
With
the Spirit is above the heavens. That is our Father in heaven. Let us read, we hear in Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 9. Hebrews 12 and the verse 9.
Nate twalina bakitaffe ab'omubiri. Ab'omubiri gwaffe abatukangavulanga ne tubasangamu ekitiibwa. Tetulisinga nnyo okugonderanga kitaawe w'emyoyo.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus, man.
Hebrews
12 and the verse 9.
He
explained us the truth. And he told us
that
we had our physical fathers. You might be a father, or you a mother, or you will be. Father or mother, the two on this world, you will not be birthing a spirit.
Wabura.
But the body.
Some,
in the language in the world, those who say, we birth bodies but not spirits. Is it not that? Now what is this? The Father of our spirits, right from above the heavens, so our spirits began to be put in place
of
all creation in heaven and earth, right above the heavens, gotten from Christ to manifest. Praise Jesus. Some
of
the religious people, as we came to speak of them, mostly of the wizards and of the Muslims, those did not understand why he's called our Father.
He
thought that perhaps he has a way.
He
might have a relation sexually with someone to birth us.
Didn't
realize he birthed spirits.
Spirits
began above the heavens to manifest how?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because God the Father, as he's begun, out of him came God the Word.
Then Baba Bili
and from the two came God the Spirit. And it means what? God the Word came from the Father. We know as the Son, the Lord Jesus.
And
out of Jesus we got creation. Except they began from the Father, he owns them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For see, it is like this. Eve came from Adam.
Mune Eve anga avude mu Adam.
As Eve came from Adam.
Eva bwazara ba.
When Eve because
she, Adam kubagwe yakola chi.
Takes them back to Adam for she came from him.
Ngagama nti gwe chitaye wa
abana. She said you are the father of these children.
Kubanga nava mugwe ke kakodi akali.
Came from you, that's where the trickery evolved.
Kotero kusome nyo mu rubereberi.
That you read in the Genesis.
Isureye yokubiri.
In the Genesis chapter 2. Starting from verse 18 to 24. Adam slept a moment. And they got a rib from him. And they built Eve from it.
He said,
this is born from my bones.
and
flesh from my flesh.
And she will be called
woman, for she come from man. That's how it was above the heavens. God the Father, as it's begun, God the Word came from Him.
And
we all creations, we came from God the Word.
God,
the one that will take us back is our Father, for we came from Him. For the Word came from Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Now,
I wanted you to understand that.
Hebrews
12,
verse
9. Then we have our physical fathers
who disciplined
us for their profiting.
But
the Father of our spirits do more than that. Do us good when you obey Him. Now what we speak of, the Father in heaven all along is spoken of. Most we don't know who are we whom He begot.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And where did it begin from? Those are those who shifted from grace of being His children. When we came from above the heaven, many have rebelled from Him and they didn't reach that glory. And now we just get reborn again,
and
given right Jesus Himself
to
come children again.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the Word says, according to John chapter 12, the John chapter 1, the verse 12 and to
13,
it explains like this. John chapter 1 from verse 12. John chapter 1 and verse 12.
Naevo na abamu kiliza, yaba wabuinzo kufuka abana bakatonda. Beba kiliza elinyalie. Olinyolwe kuminesatu. Abatazali wa musai, ne wankubado kuagala kuomu biri, ne wankubado kuagala kuomu ntu, na yaba azali wa katonda.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati murugendo runufuru twa jamu munsi.
Journey how we came in the world.
Abomu bantu abava mu Adam.
The human beings who came from Adam.
Batu kanebegana.
Denied to be children of God, agreeing with Satan.
But
according to John chapter
1,
verse 12
and
13, Jesus, when He came, first begot us above the heavens, they told us we believe Him again. He will give us the right
to
become children of God.
He
gives you right. As who?
No,
in the family where you are, you the physical child. Is it not that the one who introduced you, they birthed you in this house
too,
gave you right to be the family which you are in,
even
that you call your physical father, gave you right to become His child? It's your mother.
If
don't say this is not your father here,
they have
taken away right to be a child in that home.
Let
me hope you understand me well.
For
you are 110 years,
and
your mother changes authority maintain you in that family. Maybe when you go to DNA tests, but she has changed authority, you no more have it.
Be
in that house, even the one you say is your father to be.
That's what speaks
the John chapter 1 verse 12. Those who believe the name of Jesus, He gives them authority to become children of God.
Still,
He gave it initially to us above the heavens.
Not
birthed by human bodily desire, neither the desire of humans, but in the will of God.
But
above the heavens, as we came to exist, spirits of creation in heaven and earth, God first got pleased as we heard. He first got pleased. Fullness begotten from Christ. Our spirits to manifest. Let me read. I hope you read well Colossians. Colossians 1:15
up to 20.
The Father first got pleased. Creation begot from Christ.
kati ye yasima eri tutekebwewo.
I was pleased we get in place.
Nga tujiba Katonda kigambo.
We have gotten from God the word.
Era Katonda kigambo.
And God the word.
Mukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Olwamujjako obutonde n'afuuka nnyina waabwo.
Creations were gotten from him.
Nga bujjidwa mu ye.
Their mother and they have come from him.
Naye n'abwanjula eriyo ye yasima bubeerewo.
Produced to him who be pleased to be existing.
N'agamba no
kitamu. He said that this is your father.
Okuzala kuno yimna isiku ekuzala kumbadde
mumanyi. This birth is not the usual you've known in human beings.
Chinutuli muchisikirize.
This one we are in shadow form of birthing.
Kubanga nebobwero okufuna olubuto.
You get pregnant.
Tofunanga olubuto lwa mwoyo.
You've never gotten a spiritual pregnancy.
Olubuto olwokuzala olwo mwoyo nti gwogendo zala.
That you're going to birth a spirit.
Ofuna olubuto olwo mubiri.
Get pregnant of the body flesh.
Umoyo neguletebwa negusibwa
mu spirit is brought just to be put in there.
Bibi biri munseno.
That is in this world.
Yesu was
raised Jesus.
Naye Katonda yali abiterika nabyesigalije.
God had retained to them to himself.
Iranga vitumaini tufuna olubuto lw'omwana.
Knew that we get a pregnancy of a child.
Naye mna osoka nofuna olubuto lw'omubiri gw'omwana.
Get the pregnancy of the body of the child.
Irumbiri gwe gusoko funa ngolubuto.
The body you first get
umoyo
as the pregnancy.
Umoyo gwe tebwanegutekebwa muluvanyo.
Spirit is brought put in there later.
Chovula we mtu ukogabana ne Katonda.
That's when you reach to share with God.
Akumala mu akajanja.
He takes away everywhere seeking from you.
Najjamu umoyo gwe yatekamu.
He takes out his spirit he put there.
Na kulekera umbiri gwe wazala.
Gives you your body you birthed.
Era bali ku nsiko ega.
It was on the world.
Tutambulira mu kisikirize ekyo butamanyi.
In the darkness of ignorance.
Era tugamba Katonda mbu atukubye omuggo.
And we say God has struck us.
Mukaseera akokufiirwa.
In the moment of losing our relatives diseased.
Nga anonyo uwe gwe yasamu.
Picked his
omwana we.
His child put in the body.
Simanyo ba yafuka mwana mwebolereze mbujye mu
bwenseno. Aye ya mulona. But he picks them.
Kubanga mubulizi
for Ecclesiastes
12:6
and 7
agamba ndi gomo yogudairi ya kugaba.
Spirit goes back to the giver.
Na nyini gwo
he who owns it.
Mwene musigazo mbili ne mukuteeka mutakali ya
mu. The body put it in your ground the grounds.
Era mwazara mibiri gye musigaza.
Bodies those are what you retain.
Chibuguri
is it not that?
Era tiliya wakana.
No one contends against that.
Ngachitaye wami ya jinoni.
When the father of spirit has come for them.
Waliwa wakana?
Is there who contends against whoever contended against
yo banga mugama mwazali
nyoyo. If you see you birth spirits
ngate muno nya Katonda muropa.
How come you've never thought God to report him
bwajinona
when he picks them to take them?
Many governments zikola kumisango
yonna. Governments work on all cases.
Era waliyo ne court.
And there is even a court.
Zireza abatujju
those of terrorists
ababuzawo bannabo
those who commit kidnap of others.
Nayona kubuzawo abantu nibata muropa.
Takes and kidnaps you people never report him.
Erato lya inabuyinza kumugana.
No one has a right to stop him over that.
Bwabano nye umoyo gwe.
He speak come to pick his spirit.
Nemba mugumwefula bagwagala gutya.
Even though you claim to love it to what
simwe bananyine simwe batata abadala.
The owners and the rightful fathers.
Ya bwema umbiri gwa mwagubalekera.
He leads you your body.
Yenano no weyazala
and depicts the one who he birthed.
Gwabadde yisako kusikuno yeterese.
Whom he passed this world to align themselves.
Ndi wamsinga ndiranga teyeterese.
He find them not aligned.
Ngamwe bonerezo byagera.
Gives them punishments of hell.
Ninyanje yomu.
In the lake of fire.
So sakara wesiga mubiri ogongoroza yegwe.
Don't you trust that body thinking it's you?
Na impozi.
But maybe.
Mama wa nitatoba inzo kwesiga mubiri kwebaza.
Your and your father may trust the body they birthed.
Na yomu yegwe.
But the spirit itself.
Ah.
No.
Baguvano nakonga mutudda omutunula.
They pick it from you and you're seated just looking.
Abantu bakoze intelligence zinja
umu. Human beings have made different intelligence networks.
Betegerezi.
They try to look and watch over everything.
Era botunuliranga America.
If you look to nations like America.
Russia na mawanga.
Russia and the other nations.
Gataddewo ebikese byumebikese.
Telescopes up which can watch everything.
Birabe abayinzo okubba babayinzo kunona ebyabwe.
Who can pick their possessions?
Nayo no yete bamtera obyo mami.
But they don't put telescope to watch God.
Ye anone emyoyo
ye. He picks his spirits.
in those bodies. He
picks
in that body you are in it.
And they
protect their cameras spying around.
They
don't see him. He picks, takes his
spirit.
He births it in authority. Ask you its identity, you don't know it. He retained his identity.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
it's what I want you to move to understand. The authority
of
God where it ends on you. On all creation in heaven and earth. The Word has much authority. God the Word, whom we
know
as the Son,
yes.
The Lord Jesus,
has
and he put you in place as you a spirit. Too much authority.
He
gave authority back to the Father, who was pleased that we manifest.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the Father to say it. Begin there, call him Father. As Father of our spirits, that word began above the heavens.
Or
I move on to explain. Between God the Father, when
it
began to be called the Father, and God the Word, when
it
began called Mother and the firstborn of all creations. Now let's briefly see. He has called the Spirit when he began to be called the Holy Spirit and the Comforter, the leader of children of God.
Now
when they had just introduced us to the Father, we had to begin the process of learning to speak. For above the heavens, when our spirits had been put in place,
with
the given heavenly bodies, called the living soul,
we
began to speak one word, that Father. And the one who began that in us, teaches us it's the Holy Spirit. Although he is sent unto us, he is sent and it is said, he will teach us all, even to remind us all. He was there to train us how we speak and how do we answer things. First of all, no one knew things of God except him.
And
here we begin to speak of him according to the First Corinthians. First Corinthians in the chapter 2, starting from verse 9 to 11. First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bye litalabangako, n'okutu bye kutawuliranga, n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu, byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
Njagala otegeere ekyandikibwa kino mu levu eyo ya mu single portion.
Turn the scripture and level single portion.
Bw'olituuka okukiyigiriza mu single portion, okiyigiriza mu single portion.
Single portion, you teach in single portion.
Kubanga mu single portion okusinziira ku Bakolinso ekisooka ekisulene ey'okubiri.
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The verse is 9. That as it is written, what eye is not seen,
what
never entered in human hearts, even what ears have never heard, God prepared for those who love him. That there reveal all secrets in heavens and earth. What never seen never entered our ears, our hearts have never understood them. That began right from above the heavens. Our spirits, when they were created, from God the Word, the Lord Jesus, we
are
given bodies of our heavens. But we had not seen anything before, never heard of anything, even our hearts, nothing was there. That's the double portion and it's up in there. As you birth a child of the world, they have never seen anything. Their ears have never heard anything. Even in their heart, there is nothing there except crying. They have to eat, but they don't know what they are going to eat. As we've just manifested, never entered anything in our memory. The one who works to put them in is the Holy Spirit. And in the language of that scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9, as it's written, what eye has not seen,
never
entered our ears, neither were in our hearts,
God
prepared for those who love Him.
The portion
is love, put us in place.
They
must see things,
their
ears to hear,
entered
their hearts. The one who was to do was the Holy Spirit. Let us read we hear.
Bakolinso chisoke sura ya kubiri olunyiriri olwomwenda.
1 Corinthians 2 verse 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandikibwa nti eriiso bye litalabangako n'okutu bye kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala. Olunyo lw'ekumi, naye ffe Katonda yatubibikulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategerekeka ebya Katonda.
Scriptures you read, they were in double portion.
Nti yatandika okutubikulira ku bw'omwoyo
we. He began to reveal them to us by His Spirit.
Olwo tumaze okuteekebwawo.
Now we have been put in place.
Emyo gyafugigiddwa Katonda kigambo.
Spirits have been gotten from God the Word.
Gwe tumanyi ng'omwana.
Whom we know as the Son. The Lord Jesus
has
become Mother of Creation. He's introduced us unto God the Father. That this is your Father.
Not speak
any words. We don't know how to speak. There's nothing in our memory. If we look, we see them. What is this? They say His Father. I've heard it, but what is that? People speak to Father. Who is Father?
But
we've come from this one.
But
we can't speak. How can we speak now? Even our hearts, they're not in our hearts. They want to put them in us was the Holy Spirit.
For
all he can feel their worthy concern in God.
We read
the Romans chapter 8. We don't know how to pray as we ought to.
But
the Spirit bears our weakness.
You can
let me put that aside.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As there we have begun. They tell us that is the Spirit of God.
He
knows all. This is the Spirit of God.
It's
not the Holy Spirit.
It's
the Spirit of God. It is called God the Spirit. Why
is
added that Holy Spirit?
He
was called God the Spirit.
Or
the Spirit of God.
Or
the Spirit of the Lord.
Okay.
Holy Spirit, for we are all spirits. But Him,
compete
to be holy just as He is. And
He's
made a comforter that He can comfort us in the way of leading us. Now we had not known anything. God wanted us to think
about
the one who knew them is the Holy Spirit. Let's finish verse 11.
Bakolinso chisoke sura ya kubiri onyolwe 10 olumu.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Kubanga muntu kyategeere by'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much.
Tuba tutandise tubaddewo.
As we began to exist,
twanjuddwa eri kitaffe.
We've been introduced to the Father.
Etumanyi ayagala
sawe. We don't know what He wants at that time. Whether He wants us to call Him Father, now what should we do next?
There.
And our spirits are in place. Where God got from His Spirit.
And
put in us. There is the Holy Spirit, get from your fullness.
Put in
people, teach them to speak that Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Era we batugamba nti kati wadde muli mioyo namwe gitondeddwa.
You two are created spirits.
Nayo ono ye mwoyo mutukufu.
This is the Holy Spirit.
Yagenda okubabeereranga comforter.
Want to be a comforter to you.
Yagenda okubakulembera mugwe mugenda okopa ku byonna.
Lead you is the one to copy, imitate on everything. That is why you see in the Romans chapter 8 verse 11 to 14, Romans 8:14 and to 16, we are told these words.
Abalumi esule yomunano lunyirwa 14.
Romans 8 from verse 14.
Kubanga bonna abakulembera omwoyo gwa Katonda. Abo bebana ba Katonda.
Now listen.
Tutandise.
We've begun.
But want you deri
chitafu. They have produced us to the Father.
Niwatugamba.
What they tell us?
We muna atala okwe kulembera.
If you decide to lead yourselves.
Kati muri bana
be. And you are not his children.
Wadde mbanju.
Even though I've introduced you.
Kati abana akulembera omwoyo.
Those who will be led by this is the Spirit.
Bebana.
They are the children.
Wadde twali twanjudde okubeera abana.
Had been introduced to be children.
Ni tugenda okuteekebwawo.
As we got to be put in place.
Na kitaffe.
And our Father.
Katonda kitaffe.
God the Father.
Ne Katonda
kigambo. And God the Word.
Utumanyi ngo.
Whom we know as the Son.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Nyina w'obutonde.
Mother of creations.
Ere yabuzaala ogw'okubiri.
And who begot them the second time.
Ne Katonda omwoyo.
And God the Spirit.
Utumanyi ngo omwoyo mutukufu.
Know as the Holy Spirit.
Ere omubezi.
And the Comforter.
Omwoyo mutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
Abakanyiza buli omu ovunanyizibwa.
Agreed each their responsibility.
Singa abaana balabisibwa.
Children manifest.
Tukoze tutya?
What can we do?
Tigwe kakati omanyi.
You know what?
Bano nze basinga tebakukkiriza.
If they don't believe to lead them.
Si baana bange. Wati babanjudde.
My children, though they have introduced to them.
Era wadde twayanjula eri tuli baana b'oyo ali waggulu
nnyo. We are introduced that we are children of the Most High.
Ye yagamba nti aa.
He said no.
Bakulemberwemu ono.
Then be led by this one.
Babeere abaana ddala.
They will be real children.
Tuvula n'okutuuka olwayo bwe kitukwatako nti bwe tulukomawo.
Because when we get back.
Eri Katonda.
To God.
Tuddamu ne tumuyita taata.
We resume calling him Father.
N'atuwa omwoyo otukulembera tukakasibwa okuba abaana.
He will lead us to be proven children.
Naye bino byatandikira waggulu w'eggulu.
He's begun above the heavens.
Era mu kaseera ako.
And at that time.
Omwoyo mutukuvu ya connectinga ku mioyo gyaffe egyali gitondeddwa.
Connected to our spirits which we are created.
Mu mibiri gyaffe egy'omuggulu eri waggulu
w'eggulu. Our heavenly bodies above the heavens.
N'atukaabya muli.
And the man cried. Begin to cry. Father.
Tata.
Father.
Era tata.
Father.
And era namwe abaana bye musoko yiga wano.
Children, that's what you first learn on this world.
Oroza lwaki kiri bwe kiri.
Why is it like that on the world?
Katumale wano.
Let's finish here.
Barumi sura ya 8 olunyiriri olw'15.
Romans 8:15.
Kubanga temwawe bwanate moyo gwa buddu okutya. Naye mwawe bomoyo okufuka abaana. Atukabya nti abba kitaffe.
Tuchaliwo wali eri.
14.
Barumi sura ya 8 onyiriri 14.
Romans 8:14.
Kubanga bonna bakulemberwa omoyo wa Katonda abo bebana ba Katonda. Olunyolo 15. Kubanga temwawe banate omoyo gwa buddu okutya. Naye mwawe bomoyo wokufuka abaana. Atukabya nti abba kitaffe.
Ohuride.
You've heard.
Bwebamu tukonnectinga keri waggulu
w'eggulu. Connected to us above the heavens.
But wanjudde.
They have introduced us.
Katonda kigambo.
God the Word.
Wetumanyi ngo
omwana. Whom we know as the Son.
Kama wafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Nyina w'obutonde.
Mother of creations.
Emioji mujidwam.
Spirits are gotten from him.
Moyo mtukuvu ajamba zize mibiri gyo muguru.
Spirit have clothed them heavenly bodies. Above the heavens.
Chigamba atwanjudde nga mama.
They introduced us as the mother. This is the Father.
Tata kiriza.
The Father's accepted.
Nafe tujulide nti tumanyi chakora.
We've heard but we don't know what to do next.
Nayo mulimu gwali gwategekebwa.
But the work was prepared.
Nti Katonda omwoyo.
God the Spirit.
Anokufuka omwoyo mtukuvu. Mashe katige emioji nejitondeddwa.
Come the Holy Spirit in the midst of created spirits.
Erata andiko jibera no jikulembera.
Gun to comfort and lead them.
Katwaite tumanyi.
Now we didn't know.
But uyinza kuogera ntata.
How can speak that Father?
Batubuli debyo na.
Told us all.
Wali kyali kingide matu.
Nothing has ever entered our ears.
Na maso twali tubiraba nga
kutu batonzi. They have created us.
Nemitima temuli chiri.
Even hearts, they are empty, nothing there.
Mwe mduku na connecting.
The Holy Spirit connected.
Mugambe ntani.
Say that Father.
Tuvula bano mwana wano.
That's why even children on this world.
Atonya batandiko yita mama.
Very few children begin talking and they speak mother first.
Basukira basinga kutata.
Mostly speak father.
What we come with from above the heavens.
It
begin speaking further. It's what we began with above the heavens.
Yet,
the one who caused us speak, that is the Holy Spirit. But we didn't know how to speak. Even fearing, we had fear.
Can
there come to exist? Now where are we coming from? Above the heavens, no one began when they are young. Not beginning to be mature and you don't know how to speak. And you know nothing. You don't know what they speak. When they speak, they gather up many things. Where they get what they speak. And at times they fight with them. I tell you what happened above the heavens.
He
put them in double portion of the Spirit of the Lord. Above the heaven to see the wonders there. And they pass through the word of God. Where we began from, we didn't know how to speak. I don't know how you feel. How do you feel? You hear an amazing story.
No,
you see, like it's an amazing story.
Even
wonder whether it is real. You think me a good them from where? And human beings. If those who are poets, as you say, where and how could I have invented them? This is not poetry and inventions. This is God Himself telling us what happened. And He passes His Holy Spirit. For me, how would I have even begun on this? All us
have
been asking, we came from where, how did we begin to exist? We've been given history of the world. Some
people
originated different places of the world. Those we speak are of the flesh.
We,
our spirits which go came from where?
Let's
go back to the giver.
And
how did he begin to put them in place?
But
when we bury the body on this world, we say that the late is the one who is gone. That original came from where? What reality concerns them? Never spoken in the world physical, yet in the word of God they are there.
And this
boldness and much knowledge come in the world to speak things like those. Power needs the boldness of the Holy Spirit. Can't explain them as a human being. And it's impossible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Praise the Lord, brethren.
I'm Pastor
Mtekanga, who doesn't fear Satan. I want to thank God by the Holy Spirit.
Read
that scripture, Bakulisi Chisoka Biri Olunyirwa Mwenda.
They
say what eyes have never seen, what our ears have never heard, what our mind has never perceived. We thought in things of riches that they kept them there, and the time is to come. And when we pray much, God will bring them out.
And
thank God by the Holy Spirit.
As
we are above the heavens, as the Spirit had an empty mind, nothing. In and praise the Lord much.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus much.
We
have to end at the one leading us is the Holy Spirit.
You
Spirit of God and is called God the Spirit.
n'ateekebwako ekigambo ekyo nti omwoyo
omutukuvu
okujja okubeera wakati mu myoyo
egitondeddwa
era ngaffe abaku emyoyo gy'okuba abatukuvu tulina kopa
kuyeebatukuvu
nga ye bwali omutukuvu
mu
kutukulemberamu kuno ng'atukulemberamu tulabirenga ku
ye
tufaananire ddala kitaffe bwe tutyo
tufaananire
ddala ekigambo nga tukopa ku mwoyo
omutukuvu
naye era okutandika kwaffe n'okuyiga byonna ebyali
ebikigwanidde
waggulu w'eggulu twabitandika bwe
tutyo
yatukulemberamu
twali
tetulina kye tutegeera nga tutondeddwa yabambuza naye mutume olwo mwatuula mutya kale ne muyiga
ebintuomanyi
twabiyigira mu ggulu
lyakusanaabakadde
abirimu abanabebabimanyi ne batuula ne bakuteerako kino
nekine
bajja bayibuli y'omuggulu gye tulinako kopi ku nsi
kuno ne
bakusongera ne bakugattira
ebyaliko
awo mukama n'akutwala
okulaba
ebyawaggulu w'eggulu nga bwe babadde bakugamba nga bwe byaliwoekisimuokwewuunyisavidiyo y'ebyo byonna nga bwe byabaawo
byonna
gy'eri tewali kitali era nabeera ng'ali ku layivu ng'engeri gye twabaawo biki bye twatandikirako okukola byonna
ze
nakomawo ku nsi nga nsirika
busirisi
nafuuka
mowadana amazed okusukulubako eyewunyisaomuntu eyewunyisa
nentunula
butumizibweoyinza
n'okuba nga eyagudde akataala
nayeoyinza
n'obuuza weotandikira okunyumya
ebintu
nga gwogenda obigamba
niyewuunya
oba oli kiwuka oba oli
nsolo
oba oli kikikali
ekyaddala
kuba biki ebyo by'oyogera era nakomangawo nentunula
butunuzinasinyiga
muntu
yennaninda
ebiro ebyokuyigiriza kwa
katonda
kubanga tosatuula n'webinyumya
kyobanabagamba olugendo
lweggulosobola lunyumyanga sulekuba lulimu ebintu ebimu oyinza okubinyumya abantu ne bagamba
bannange
naye kati ekigambo kiwanirira
ebikugambibwa
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Musomesa bangi balidde eri obutuukirivu gemanya.
Teacher bangi.
Ekibuuzo kyange kiri wano apostle.
My question is here apostle.
We twali waggulu w'eggulu.
When we are above the heavens.
Omwoyo omutukuvu ye yali atukabya munda mu ffe nti
kitaffe. Holy Spirit caused us crying inside us, Abba Father.
Ne tugamba nti kitaffe.
We too confessed our Father.
Omwoyo omutukuvu abadde annyonnyola atugambye.
Holy Spirit explained it told us.
Era ky'ova olaba bye bigambo ebimu omwana byasookerwako.
That's some of the words the young child begins to speak.
Naye mbadde ntunuulira ku mawanga amalala.
I've been looking on other nations.
Ntunuulidde mu Bachina.
I've looked in the Chinese.
Simanyi oba nabo balina taata.
I don't know whether them too have father. Every language has father. They call him in their language, father. Father means father no matter when. Whether in which language. But father remains father to them.
And
can't go there and there's no father or mother. And perhaps. That is something in
the form of man that's
not called a father, but his home is married.
And
that they married, they call it another name, it's not there. Even hens have father and mother. Every creation on the world. Even banana plants have mother. There are those who ask their father, they do not have father, but they have mother. It came from above the heavens.
Now,
the word father, no matter which language they have it, even their children there begin to speak that word. Maybe at times to begin from mother.
era olukazaala kasooka ne kakwetegereza
keenly at you
kubanga ffe olwatutandikawo netunda kutaata
began to look at the Father. We are watching Jesus. We see even the Spirit. My God. It is you.
And
what to speak, we're just watching them.
We need to eat
that we would have cried to be given food.
At least
these ones cry, they give them food.
But
we began by just blinking, watching.
The
one day point, this is why we are blinking, watching. Even checking head to approve, we have not learned it. We just lay that. Until the priest say that you have to shake head to approve that you have accepted. If I tell you the Holy Spirit, if you don't understand it, you have a problem.
Even
you is the one who leads.
There's
you see how you've led yourself, what you've done to yourselves?
In
you're leading yourselves.
One
who first led and rebelled against him.
Or
as you began to move and walk, not your mother who told you. She tried you walk and the things failed. Your mother
said,
she saw you one day, you stand up like that. Up.
The
mother can speak to encourage you walk.
Baby.
My son. And the child looks
at you.
If they have not commanded me to speak, I will not mind you. It is one day, begin to speak a word. You can try to encourage them to speak 1, 2, 3 months, 4. They don't speak. 10. And they don't mind you. Until the Holy Spirit will lose them. You begin to speak. Yet you can try to speak to them, speak. And you put them down. And my child, you begin to speak to them. They don't mind you. Every initial steps a Holy Spirit is involved in a child.
And
begin from there when they have begun at least. Are we to live here? Let me first have this one who was the first.
Yes, you was a Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Amenya Omtumi, tuli baise ku nsi wa fe muguru.
My name, apostles, we are strangers on the world. Our home is heaven.
Ekibuzo kyange kiri ku Isaiah sura ya 5.
My question is in Isaiah 51.
Tulaba nti bwe twajjibwa ku Kristo.
We see when we got in from Christ.
Twali waguru w'eggulu.
We were above the heavens.
Mu third new heaven.
In the third new heaven.
Kati bwe twali tuweebwa omubiri.
As we've been given a body.
Omwoyo mutukuvu ng'agituwa awo twaliwa.
Spirit giving them to us, where were we?
Ku bikulu 22 onyoli sooka.
Revelation 22:1.
Ya kulukutanga emige gya mazamara.
Flows as streams of living waters.
Kuva mu namulondo ya
Katonda. From the throne of God.
Yagena maso no tuwe mbiri awo wenyini tewaliwo kuva awo.
Bodies right from there, we didn't leave that place.
Yonna baabikolere.
Everything was done there.
Ya ku bikulu 22.
It's Revelation 22. The verse 1 and 2. I saw a river of living waters. Remember when they make bodies? Genesis chapter 2. They are first flows of river. And they make a body.
We
didn't study part of making bodies. We shall bring it in our journey of heaven. Some of what I live under of other sessions.
Exactly to some waguru guru mugu satu erijang
above the heavens in the third new heaven, we are there.
Ubanga tuli mu foundation eri yogera ku choto cha katonda
foundation of the
altar of the knowledge of God in Uganda. Those we shall speak all of that. Here I just pass through them. Most of you see as if you've seen all.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Let me tell you concerning knowledge. What
full
knowledge I spoke of it to you before. You may not know its ends.
Full knowledge of God.
Full knowledge of God.
Call
it by zeking of speaking such a word.
This
is not by zeking reality.
We are on reality.
It's called full knowledge of God. And you will end up proving.
In
the entire world,
this
is full knowledge.
Amen.
That too alone, I left it. I waited for its time.
Did
you see a river flowing and they make a body?
Wanji.
Come up here, see us.
Praise the Lord. I'm named Evangelist Topaz. Ask this question by the Holy Spirit. We see we have put in place in Genesis. I request to ask. When we are put in that moment, did we get bodies of cherubims right there? Maybe the second question.
We
see spirits where many came from Christ, involving all creations,
malaika,
the angels,
nafa,
we two humans. Was there a first category they decided let's first manifest these ones?
Even
time taken, we manifesting. May God bless you. I told you we shall move and see that in the third new heaven, in the part of journey of heaven.
We
concentrate in one place, no things there.
As if you
arranged 24 elders, yet I'd skip to them. Them to escape them.
I
didn't want to show which elder was the first to come from Christ.
And
I ordered them. That's also a long process. Some we shall see them in the third heaven. There we start the third heaven. Of the heaven which is, it gives us a copy of the other. Now it's some, let's leave them for that time. If you want to get away,
go
first with this first fellow tribes of Israel. The first one represents the elder who was the first, whether it was Simeon. You can go join tribes of Israel, the 12, and you know which elder was first. And you live there. And you join 12 disciples.
The
one they called the second, the third.
Not 24
elders, how they are. You go back, join 4 by 4.
And
you group them 4-4. And you get on polythene creatures.
Those
who first came where, how? Or the journey of taking me or two. It's longer, I can't involve in it now. And that question,
even
in the has to be removed. Our hearers cannot connect that part now.
mkuru nyo
kwegamba
kati
it's beyond this level. That's why I don't speak.
But
it's gone beyond the way to join them to cause someone to understand. They need to come in their time. If you want to know which elder first came from Jesus and go join
the
tribes of Israel 12, who was the first, the second, you list them all. After get
the 12
disciples, who was the first? That is the
13th.
Up to you finish
24.
And you go back. You join up for four. Group them for four. Give them one living creature on the four with four heads. This was the first. People who come from here were the first.
You
see, the heads are four.
Now
you join four, 24 elders. And you know. People happen. Even some angels happen. Even some animals came. Even some
stars.
Even some birds. They went in their turn.
You cannot
go into. Now let's stop questions. Let's move on to see. We began when we are looking and seeing. Don't forget it. The way God the Father. The way God the Father. When
he
began to be called the Father. And God the Word.
To be called
Mother and firstborn of all creations. God the Spirit. Called the Holy Spirit. And the Comforter. The firstborn of creations.
Don't
see how God the Word became a mother.
For
creation has been gotten from Him. And we saw. We introduced us to the Father. And
he
said, this is the Father. God the Father began to be called the Father. Now in this time,
I'd
begun seeing the Holy Spirit. He was God the Spirit.
When
began to be called the Holy
Spirit,
Comforter and the leader to us.
Stood
after showing us the Father. We knew nothing. We could not speak. We cannot say Father or any words. Nothing ever entered our hearts. Neither our ears. Neither see.
We
began to be above the heavens. Where we began in the Corinthians.
1 Corinthians 9-10.
And they tell us. Spirit helped us understand this. And become in Romans. In the chapter 8. And we move on to get explained. In the verse 14. And we say God, led by the Spirit of God.
They are
children of God. The temple we had been introduced.
Introduced
that God is the Father to us. The Father said. If you
are
not led by my Spirit. You
are
not to be my children.
So
these works had been agreed upon.
And
they put in place these children.
The
spirits of creation above the heavens. And they become children of God. Praise Jesus much. So in the Romans chapter
8.
The one who began to tell us to speak that about Father. Father.
And
he began to speak and learn many others. He joined with our spirits, those which you are created. Let's get back right there. Let me hope you're not lost. They can ask you questions and you get off track. Get lost. Out where you go to minister, you'll be careful.
You
ask the Spirit keep you on track. Romans 8:14-16. Romans 8:14.
Kubanga bonna abakulemberwa omwoyo gwa Katonda, abo be baana ba Katonda. 15. Kubanga temwaweebwa nate mwoyo gwa budde okutya, naye mwaweebwa omwoyo w'okufuuka abaana. Atukabya nti Abba Kitaffe.
Kakati mukiseera ekyo baatuwa omwoyo.
Not the time they gave us a spirit.
Jukira newankubadde ffe twali mioyo gitondeddwa.
Though we are created spirits.
Tuweereddwa omubiri gwa waggulu w'eggulu gye twasooka okubeera.
Above the heavens where we first dwelt.
Twali tulina kye tumanyi.
We knew nothing.
Tuyinza kwogera.
We cannot speak.
Ne bagamba kati mugenda kulembeeramu omwoyo.
We'll be led by the spirit.
Abeere nga yakulemeramu
mu abaana. Be the one leading you children of God.
Era agenda ayitibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
It's going to be called the Holy Spirit.
Wakati mu mwoyo emingi egitondeddwa.
Of humanness created spirit.
Era ayitibwa omubeezi gye muli.
Be called the comforter to you.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Era ne kigambibwa.
And said.
Nti bwe yatukonnectingako.
When he connected on us.
Nga tukkiriza ffenna obutonde bwali buteereddwa.
All accepted all created spirits.
Yemyo gy'obutonde mwena mugwone ku
nsi. Spirits of creation in heaven and earth.
Eri waggulu eggulu ffenna nga tuli mu kifaananyi ky'abaana ba Katonda.
And we are all in image of children of God.
N'atukaabya nti Abba Taata.
And made us cry Abba Father.
Okusinziira ku Baruumi n'essuula y'omunaana kumi na mukaaga.
According to Romans 8:16.
Kigambibwa nti yeekonnectinga n'emyoyo
gye. Said connected with our spirits.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read we hear.
Baruumi esula ya 8 onyolwe 10 omukaaga.
Romans 8:16.
Omwoyo yennyini wamu n'emyoyo gyaffe ategeeza nga tuli baana ba Katonda.
Nti omwoyo yennyini mu kiseera ekyo.
Self in that time.
Yakonnectinga ku myoyo gyaffe abaali batondeddwa ng'emyoyo.
We created a spirit.
Natwambadde embiri gyaffe egyeri waggulu w'eggulu.
Our bodies of above the heaven.
Nayongera okutwogeza.
Moved on course
as Abba Taata.
Abba Father.
Taata.
Father.
Kutuwasukirako okwogerako eri waggulu
katonda
kigambo tumanyi
ng'omwana
mukama waffe Yesu
tuyinina
gwe tuvuddemu ne
babitubuulira
era n'olwaliro kye tuddamu oluvannyuma lw'okutujja eri waggulu eggulumbiro
biribaalengera ekibibatonda
eggulu n'ensi ebiriwo
leero
tuzze tulabisibwa mu biro
byaffenaye
nga ffenna tubanjibwa okuddamu okufuuka abaana
ba Katonda
era mu ngeri y'okuddamu okukulemberamu omwoyo wa
Katonda nga
bwe twasooka okubeeranga kubanga nga
tulabisiddwa
eri waggulu w'eggulu
and above the heavens
batugamba
they told us
kumwe mutafuna mwoyo gwa Kitaffe
or you if you don't get the spirit of the father
obo gwa omwoyo gwa Kitaffe ngwe gwa kigambo
the father is of the word
muliba
mulibange and not mine
nga
we said what
chegeza de tulabisiddwa kuva mwoyo
means we manifested from him
bwe tutabira na mwoyo wono
don't have the spirit of this one
de tubira babe
we are not his.
Let's
move on upwards to read.
Romans 8:9. Naye omuntu bw'ataba na mwoyo wa Kristo oyo si wuwe. Era oba nga Kristo ali mu mmwe omubiri nga gufudde olw'ekibi naye mmwe temuli mu mubiri wabula mu mwoyo obanga omwoyo gwa Katonda atuula mu mmwe naye omuntu bw'ataba na mwoyo wa Kristo oyo si wuwe.
Olengere ekyabeerawo.
You hear and see what happened.
Jukira bwe twalaba okutandika kwa Katonda Kitaffe.
Remember when we saw the beginning of God the Father.
Yavaamu Katonda Kigambo.
Out of him came God the Word.
Then bo bombiri ne bavaamu Katonda omwoyo.
Both of them came God the Spirit.
Nabeera ng'ono mwoyo wa Kitaffe.
He came to be the Spirit of the Father.
Atenga mwoyo wa
the Spirit of Christ.
Wa Katonda Kigambo.
Of God the Word.
Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Katinga tigambibwa.
And it is said.
Mukulabika kwaffe batugambwa tutabeera mu mwoyo ono w'abali ababiri.
We don't have the spirit of these two.
Tubade tuli wawe.
We are not theirs.
Era waggulu w'eggulu.
And above the heavens.
Twalingayo nga tukimanyi.
We were there and we knew.
Kulembirawo mwoyo wa Katonda.
We are led by the spirit of God.
Kakasibwa nga tuli baana ba Katonda.
Proven children of God.
Neno kyekyaddamu lwe lugendo lwe tulimu.
What we resumed into.
Kyovula tukyalwana.
That's why we still fight.
Kuddayo kulembirawo mwoyo wa Katonda.
Go back be led by the spirit of God.
Tulyoke tuddemu tufuuke era abaana nga bwe twali.
Then we resumed be children as we were.
Neno eggulu n'ensi biribanga bivuddewo kankano.
When heavens and earth would have passed away.
Tulyoke tudde eri waggulu w'eggulu.
Then we get back above the heavens.
Eri eggulu erijja n'ensi.
Where there's new heavens
and
new
earth.
And we are children.
Era abalemereddwa ekigambo kino.
Those who failed over this word.
Hell and lake of fire waits for them. But they are not going to be of God.
Then
they are not his children. Even though they are spirits, gotten from the same God,
want
to remain my children, accept, be led by my spirit, begin above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And according to what is spoken, Galatians 4:7, verses repeated telling us like this. Galatians
4 verse 7. Bwe kityo naawe tokyali muddu, naye mwana. Obanga oli mwana, era oli musika ku bwa Katonda. Olunyolo 8. Naye munnaku ziri, bwe mutamanya Katonda, mwabanga baddu babo. Babali abatali bakatonda mu buwangwa.
Galatians 4 from verse 6.
Abagalatia esule yokuna onyolo mukaga.
Galatians 4 from verse 6.
Era kubanga muli bana, Katonda yatuma omwoyo gw'omwana we mu mitima gyaffe. Ng'akaaba nti Abba Kitaffe.
It's the same word. That's why I say when you study it in double portion,
show
you the part of where we are. We come back to children. We become children of God.
The
spirit of the Father and of Christ is the one who put in us.
And
move on, cry Abba Father.
And
speak our Father in heaven.
As we first
built above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in that word,
there
is a scripture we read most in Peter. And it tells us, be holy just as he is holy. But who? And why we told in the single portion and why in the world
was
told us above the heavens. But friends, be holy as he too is holy. That who? The Spirit of God.
Katonda omwoyo.
God the Spirit. We call now that the Holy Spirit. Jesus came
and
told us that he's the Holy Spirit.
And
explained us more things.
We
don't know why he was called that word. Why
do
you think he was called the Holy Spirit? Every God with no God is the Spirit. Why was this one depreciated speaking of him as Holy Spirit?
He
put in the midst of created spirits. Begotten from Christ.
And
only in the midst of many created spirits. All want to remain children of God. They have to copy from him.
And
that's what is up to today.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
have to move and connect, get this. Why was called the Holy Spirit? We are in the first Peter. They tell us, be holy just as God is holy.
First
Peter chapter 1 verse 15. As the one who called you, he is holy. Be holy in all conduct. The one who called us, who is holy? You know, as we were there, we've begun to exist. We've manifested well. The one who called us names, do you know him?
You.
And you hear that it's you.
It's
the Holy Spirit himself.
It
began to compete our hearts, you are this one. And he said, the other is the Father.
The one who called us. It word goes far. As the one who called us is holy, we too will be holy in all conduct.
All
along we hear the Holy Spirit. But we don't know who is holy,
whom
we have to look like.
All along
you thought they speak of who of the three?
Kitafe,
the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word,
all
are holy.
It
said that we look like him, who is the one who knows all what concerns them. Copy him up to now.
And lead
us in all
conduct.
Don't tell us bare fruits of your Father.
All
fruits of the Word.
Bear
spiritual fruits.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus. The Word always speaks.
Here in
the Matthew 6. Matthew chapter
3.
Verse 16. Let's read we here.
Matayo sura ya kusatu olinyole kuminomuka.
Matthew chapter 3 verse 16.
Awo Yesu boyamalo kubatizibwa. Amangwa gonava mazi laba. Egulunerimu bikukira. Nalaba omwoyo gwa Katonda ngaka ngejiba. Ngayaka yaka nanga jakuye. Olinyole kuminomusanvu. Labe dobozi neriima muguru. Ngaliga ambanti. Oyo ye mwana wange gwenjagala gwensanyukire nnyo.
You've heard.
Omanyi nandi yogedde bwende.
You know, but I've spoken this.
Ku kigambo kyo kya Mukama Yesu ng'ava mu mazzi.
The word of Jesus coming from water.
Kubanga kyali kitegeezo zalibwa ogw'okubiri.
Meant to be born again.
Naye n'eri bwe twali tuteekebwa nga twambazibwa emibiri.
As we've been clothed bodies above them.
Tugenda wali eri bwe batukubulira emibiri.
As we left where they made bodies for us.
Omwoyo nga yali atuliye.
And the Spirit waited for us.
Era omwoyo bwe yakonekitinga ku mwoyo gyaffe tutandika okugamba nti kitaffe.
Connected on our spirits we spoke about Father.
Kitaffe n'agamba oyo ye mwana wange. Abo be baana bange.
Those are my children.
Yes,
one voice refer to Christ.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus much.
So a banga do not yoga no kusuma kumoyo mutu.
How long you to stand of the Holy Spirit?
Agenda kuba ichimufuro moyo mutu kuvuti chim.
Make him Holy Spirit is one.
Kuba wakati mweji ato ndewe mi yoku jiba ku Kristo.
Many created spirits from Christ.
Yes, you
must
be.
Praise Jesus. Now, understood why it's called the Holy Spirit. So he told us all.
Christ
came on the world after getting birth, second time he said, I will not leave you orphans. But I will send the Comforter, my Holy Spirit. He will be with you.
This
is not the first thing that ever happened. He was just doing it the second time.
He says,
teach us all and remind us all.
It
has happened for we knew nothing.
But
don't remember how we came to exist.
All
the Spirit explained it above the heavens.
And
taught us what to speak. As we spoke when we manifested. But you expect how was it?
Let's
briefly get back to John. I read you that scripture in double portion.
Yokana kuminanya. John 14 verse
16 downwards.
Yokana sura ya kuminanya olunyolo kuminomukaga.
John chapter 14 verse 16.
Nange ndi saba kitange naye alibawo mubezi omulala abeerenga namwe emirembe n'emirembe. Onyole 17. Omwoyo w'amazima ensi gwe teyinza kukkiriza kubanga temulaba so temumanyi. Mwe mumutegeera kubanga abeera gye muli. Era anaabanga mu mmwe.
You hear what was? You pray for us. Jesus came in the world to birth us the second time. He told us he shouldn't leave us as orphans, but to send us a comforter. First called then a comforter? Or from old he was like that?
It
spoke that the Holy Spirit, the world cannot believe him. But you,
what
believes doesn't know him, never see him. But you see him because you know him, and he bites into you.
That's
today even repeated.
We've
gone back to the children of God as we went above the heavens. We presume as we were there.
Even
as he first taught us all.
And
the verse 16 Bible says, let's read we here.
Yohane sura ya 10 na nyo linyolwe 10 na mukaga.
John 14.
Somero abiri mu mukaga.
Verse 26.
Yohane sura ya 10 na nya onyolwe abiri mu mukaga.
John 14 verse 26.
Na ye omubezi omoyo mtukuvu kitange gwali tuma mulinya lyange. Oyo alibayigiriza byonna, alibajukiza byonna byenna bagamba.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omubezi,
the comforter,
omoyo mtukuvu,
the Holy Spirit.
That's
when he began to get the names, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. To teaching us all, remind all as they were.
But
this not began here where we are.
It
began when we began to exist above the heaven. But we did know how we came to exist.
All
we happened above the heavens.
Don't
know whether we come back, whether we go where. As you see today in the world,
don't know where they're going.
Come, the Holy Spirit, come back in
our midst. Today
is the one telling us all this. And reminds us. And teaches us. And say it. God to speak, he didn't speak what he wanted. Just as today he does. He wrote from words of the Father, words of the Father is of Christ. And he began to give us. According to John 16, verse 12 to down, he will get.
When,
and memories there were small. That time we had nowhere to put things we didn't know.
So you must
get born again, come to salvation. And we speak, we have nowhere to put them.
We
begin to build a memory in you.
And
do a work in you. And
get
where to put scriptures.
So, speak
briefly of him.
Let's end
with this John 16.
Yohane sura ya 10 na mkago nyolwe 12.
John 16 from verse 12.
Nchali na binji okubabulira. Na ete muinza kubigumikiriza kakano. Onyolwe 13. Na ebo alijoyo moyo wa mazima. Anabalunga mianga mazima gona. Kubanga atayogere nga kubweka. Na ebyo nabi anauliranga bya anayogeranga. Ya anababuliranga ebigendo okuja. Onyolwe 14. Oya nangulumiza nganze kubanga anatolanga kubyange nababulira mmwe olunyole 15 byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange kyenvude ngamba nti anatolanga kubyange nababulira mmwe olunyole
15.
If you heard well that word, when we
resumed
being born again,
kuita mu Kristo Yesu kama wafe,
Jesus our Lord, on this world,
yatugamba,
he told us
that
the Comforter of the Holy Spirit
must
reveal us all.
And
gets from his, what is of the Father, and tells us, and he shows us what is to come. Scripture, you see it there. But it was first worked above the heavens. We speak what were. There are what which are. In Ecclesiastes. Say God thinks for that past. which are we pass through them before, for most of them we don't just remember them when we go back above the heavens. Now it is good you've heard them. If you teach out there,
but
them in single portion of here, speaks of what heavens and earth which are today, amplify it for anointing teaching which is much, and you take them above the heavens.
That
anointing teaching scriptures
of double
portion.
Show
us the great ways of God. But maybe, ever since we began this heading, and we see God the Father, when
we
began to be called the Father, God the Word, when
we
began to be called Mother and the Firstborn of all creations, even God the Spirit, when
we
began to be called the Holy Spirit and the Comforter, the leader of the children of God, right above the
head.
There is one word we've not yet handled, which concerns this God, the Word. When he began to be called Mother, and the first
what
firstborn of creation, we have not yet handled it. Now we want to begin from there. On that other day, God the Word understood his mother of creation.
When
he began to be called firstborn of all creations, then join them up, studying them together. Bible times is called the Word, at times the Son. See, in the Bible it seems to confuse you.
Find
it's called mother of creation. Yeah, the true vine. He had a rock we got in. He had the firstborn of creation. Can't you wonder?
But
come, he's called all those. Think now there will be east. According where we shall begin is here. In the Psalms chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, he said like this. Let's read there we hear. Psalms chapter 2 from verse 6.
Naye nateka kabaka wange ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu Sayuni. Onyolo musanvu. Ekiragiro ndi kibuulira. Mukama yangamba nti gwe oli mwana wange leero
nkuzadde.
This one you see, the one who speaks in the mouth of Prophet David, the King David,
in the Psalm
chapter 2, the verse 7, I will proclaim the command. The Lord told me, you are my son who have begotten you. You see God the Word, understood mother of creations. Right now, understand becomes first. The Father himself told him, you too, you are a son.
Now,
all we began long, we are gods together. Now today, it's like you find a child there. They are there. You tell them today. The time back, you've been a child, you've been another thing. Today you are my child, I've begotten you. But it began when? According to Proverbs 8, we shall see.
See,
he was birthed before the mountains. His birth was above the heavens. Jesus not just become a son of God today.
19 years
which you know. From old he was.
It
was God the Word. It's become mother of creations. Creation in heaven and earth. After introduced them to the Father, he said, this is your Father.
The
Father introduced them to the Holy Spirit. This is your leader.
He
is your comforter. He spoke to the Word. You are the firstborn son. Now ask me the second. It is the Holy Spirit. This one children come
to
me. Others come going to lead children. All you can understand them. Why they attach the firstborn? Why did they say the elder?
Even
elders are others.
We
have the firstborn son. We have the second. We have the elders. The elders. Leading all children. Praise Jesus. According to Psalms 2, and verse 7,
he
said, I proclaim the command. God told me, my son that begot you. Remember, he wasn't the son. He was called as God the Father is.
Just
told him, come a son, he become it. That's why you see.
Bwamara okumugamba nti ofuse mwana yamugamba.
Come son, he told him.
Ne wadde fudde omwana.
God made your son.
Kusinda kwebira ni Yesu Kristo
yamugamba. He told him.
Ndi yagamba omwana.
He spoke to the son.
Ndebyo ayi katonda. Ero kwa katonda tovudde.
Oh God, you've not shifted to being God.
Ogwanyi webira ni Yesu Kristo.
You know, chapter 1.
Ezabuli je kwatagala
naye. He's connected with the son. Bwamara
omugamba abana bonna bawulira.
Spoke all children are hearing.
Bana mwe.
You children.
Wadono ngami na mu sendi.
It is have begotten him.
Ubwa katonda tabuvudde mu tebe ya ruberera.
Be God is throne is forever.
Amen.
Kadi muri mbana abana abasilamu.
They are these Muslim children.
Na abasamiza abachaganya ono tutashi katonda.
Who deny him not be God.
Wadenga yaya mfudo mwana ya mugamba.
But he made him a son, he told him.
Wadenga mfudo mbele mbele kubo mtonde mfudo mbele.
But when progressions come from you.
Na yosikade entebe yu ayi katonda.
Remain your throne, O God.
Ya ruhela.
Forever.
Ya Musamu HD wanga. Chitafu kwa nini.
The father himself. He honors him.
Katibiabu zabuzabari kusi.
Now confuse those on the world.
Ado mwana entebe yu ayi katonda.
The son, your throne, O God.
That's
what we are moved to understand on the Tuesday. God bless you.
You
shall be there tomorrow, the choir. All us come on the Sunday, the second hour. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.